Hi, it's Marilyn Fuller again, nurse and life coach. I received in my mailbox a newspaper, the Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H. I'm really intrigued with this newspaper. It's more like a Scientific America. And the subject I'm going to talk to you about today is why are we so vitamin D deficient? And just because a statistical error has reduced our daily requirement dose of the sunshine vitamin to our own detriment. And don't go to your primary to ask, who will get a blood level test, because they're inaccurate. Like, I have a chiropractor who's very knowledgeable. He's got his master's in nutrition. He says, we don't get enough vitamin D. And what does vitamin D do? Vitamin D is associated with many risks if you don't have enough of it. But many people don't get enough of this easy to get vitamin. The sunshine vitamin supports the musculoskeletal system by regulating calcium use for optimal bone strength and density, in addition to enhancing muscle tone. Vitamin D also regulates the immune system by reducing levels of certain inflammatory cytokines and reduces the risk of certain cancers as well as cardiovascular disease. It is essential we get enough vitamin D, yet America's blood levels of vitamin D don't measure up according to the government. How can this unfortunate situation occur? Well, there's just been a miscalculation. But if you go out with a bathing suit into the sunshine for 10 minutes, you get enough vitamin D. Now, that's kind of hard to do in the Arctic. Hopefully the Arctic's still going to be there, or it's hard to do in the wintertime. So you do have to supplement, and it helps with your neurologic involvement too, like your cognitive value. Now, the author of this is William F. Supple, Jr., PhD, and he received his doctorate in neuroscience from Dartmouth College in 1986. Look him up. Go sit in a field where you get some sunshine. Go sit on your deck. You'll get the other stressors reduced also. Take care. We'll talk again.